Welcome to Podcasting Smarter, the podcast for podcasters by podcasters. Podcasting Smarter is the official podcast from Podbean, featuring podcasting interviews, best practices, and helpful tips. We're here to give you the tools, resources, product updates, and news to help you get started podcasting and keep your podcast growing.
So I want to talk next about starting with zero revenue. We have gotten some questions about people who are interested in podcasting, but don't have a lot of money for startup costs. So in terms of getting started, let's talk about some of the easiest and most cost-effective ways to start. For me, just I want to answer this first. The Podbean app. That's what you want, right? You can record your podcast for free on your phone. Like, it's built in. It's great quality. It's literally built into the Podbean app. So if you have the Podbean app, check that out in terms of recording. It's going to be great quality. You can live stream directly from the app. And like John said, you can get donations from day one. It's really going to help you get things off the ground. There are a lot of free resources out there. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to throw money into it. You should have a mic. If you don't, you can record from your phone with the Podbean app. That's a good place to start, to be honest. If you have zero revenue, if you're starting zero, starting with a couple $100, I'd say make sure that you have, and you can also edit, sorry, really quickly, you can also edit your episodes that you record on the Podbean app in the Podbean app. Cool. Next step off of the app would be microphone and editing software, any kind of editing software. I mean, we love Hindenburg and Descript. We've got integrations with them, so you can publish directly from those platforms where you're editing or creating transcripts or anything like that. You can publish directly from them to Podbean, so you don't have to download, re-upload. After that, we can talk about audio interface and all that stuff. And in terms of microphones, there's a couple out there that are pretty good for maybe a couple $100 if you want to spend $400 or $500. There's quite a few more. John, you and I are both using the MV7 from Shure today, which we love. There's also great, we have a lot of mic recommendations. So Ronnie, we can also pop that link to our mic recommendations in the chat here if you have any questions about that. But just know that like you don't have to have hundreds or thousands of dollars to start. You just have to start. I think starting is the hardest thing. And so don't let maybe the lack of funds or the lack of whatever you're able to start with stop you. Because literally with the Podbean app, we have an app where you can record and edit and publish directly from your phone from a free app. You can get started today, really.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to just put out a scenario right now too. Because if we're really talking about who submitted this zero budget question, because it's a very good question. And I'm going to take it very much at face value and talk about a really interesting strategy and put over Podbean in the process, because that's why I'm here.
This is from one of our friends on Twitter.
Hello, Twitter friend. So let's say you don't have a budget, and let's say we're talking about using the Podbean app, because the Podbean app is free. Also, with Podbean, you do get a free 5 hours that you don't have to pay for. So let's say you come in, you say, hey, I have zero budget whatsoever. Not even okay to pay for the hosting, but let's say you come in with zero budget whatsoever, right? What are the two things that we have at the disposal? We have the Podbean app. You can start a Podbean account for free. You get those 5 hours and you have live stream. Cool. I don't have any funds. What do I do? Let's go ahead and figure out how you can maximize those 5 hours on the Podbean app for absolutely free. People always ask how long, I'm going to go on a tangent here. I'm sorry. Stop me at any point. So how long is an average podcast episode? Okay. We often say that it's usually 22 to 25 minutes, things like that, right? Let's say it's an average. So what you can do, take that, extrapolate it to the 5 hours, and create a variety of content that puts you at that 5 hours. It hits about 20-minute episodes, right? Then what you can do using the Podbean app is you start a live stream that you do weekly and let people know, hey, I'm doing this live stream, come check in, and it's going to be however long, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever the case may be. But you go ahead and you create the schedule that you're going to be doing your live stream however many times a week. Live stream gets popped up in the Podbean app. You gain an audience through there. You say, hey, if you like the live stream content, check out what I have over on the podcasting content. And you can reshuffle new content, old content. You could just tell people listen to what the podcast content is. You can bring up the strategy of, hey, donate to me here so I can keep the podcast going. They donate to you over time. That pays for your hosting costs. You end up paying. You get the expanded storage. You get the unlimited storage that we have. And then you can record however many podcasts you want. It's one of those things that I think people often ask, how do you get started with zero budget? And usually that translates to, I don't have much money to podcast, give me the best solution for the best cost. But I really wanted to take that question into a different way. Let's say you don't have any.
No, if you have zero, right? Can do it with zero budget. Totally. And John, right. Like you were saying, let's say even you make your episodes 20 minutes, you've got 5 free hours. That's 15 episodes. That's almost 4 months if you do a weekly show. So in 4 months, yep. You're going to want to, you know, how you're going to build revenue from there. Hey, I've got a weekly live stream following. Hey, I've put merch online. People are starting to buy it. Hey, I've set up a Patreon with Podbean. People are donating to even just pay for the hosting. So you can definitely bootstrap it. And we're talking like zero. We're not talking like an ideal zero. We're talking like, okay, I've got a smartphone with an app. And a pair of headphones. You're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then think about it too. You also get the RSS feed. So it's not that you can't submit your podcast to the directory. So
all of them.
Don't think that you're also just landlocked to being in Podbean. You can get on the different directories. You can grow that audience. You have all of these tools at your disposal. So if it is something where you do want to grow and you want to test it out, like you said, you could put that out to about a 4 month period. You have live stream. You could do all these things. And when we say it's really just a matter of getting started and you say, hey, I really just don't have I have zero budget. You really can get started, grow an audience, and even get a little bit of income potentially to start your podcast in an even deeper way. So where there's a will, absolutely. There's a way. And with the Podbean app, you have that way for basically zero money too. So
bear in mind that this is all like hardware. Nothing, there's no like, even the fanciest microphone in the world is not going to help a boring podcast not be boring.
Right.
So one of the best things you can do if you have no money and you're just starting from zero, also perfect how you speak with your podcast. Because if you're as engaging as possible, people are willing to overlook quite a bit if they're engaged with the podcast. If they hear some weird background noises, if there's some pops and crackles, as you continue to podcast and as you start building yourself up and you invest in the different hardware, cool and awesome. But if you're not engaging from episode one, you're not going to get that audience built up. Practice reading aloud, figure out how you want to pace your episodes, figure out how you can speak without having the awkward pauses. Remember to breathe, because even I don't remember to do that. Worst habit ever. But perfect those things as you're growing your podcast so that you can really start growing your audience from episode one.
Yep.
Absolutely. That's such a great point, Ronnie. And the other thing that I also want to say just really briefly, which is tangential to what we're talking about, is that most of the audience growth and podcast growth tactics are similarly free. It's just about how much energy you want to put into posting on social media, to reaching out to other podcasters for episode swaps, for ad swaps, for cross promotion. Most of that is really about research that you're going to do, the network you're going to build, and taking the time to reach out to people in a thoughtful way as well. So a lot of podcasting is life force. It's the energy you want to put behind your show and what you're excited about. Just remember that. I would say it's probably 40% skill, 30% tech, and 30% heart and excitement. You got to have all three. They're all pretty important. And next we have a question from another listener, another kind of, I think, a Twitter friend. How can one get a Podbean branded t-shirt or coffee mug? Did anybody put that John catchphrase in there? I think John, we should let it out of the bag.
I'm going to keep it going.
Oh, hold on. Just pull the shirt off. You can have the shirt.
You got to keep guessing it. And you know what? If you don't get it in this one, you got to come to the next one. And if you don't get it in that one, you got to come to the next one. And if you don't, you get where I'm going. Until somebody gets it. And I'm going to find the emoji for the bell ding. And it's going to be that thing.
Perfect.
So the question is, how do you get Podbean branded stuff, basically? Let's go ahead and extrapolate that out there. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Come to a conference, that's probably the place where we have, as of right now, that's the only place where you can get Podbean exclusive content. We try to be pretty cool with what kind of content there is, though. We've had microphones. We have conference exclusive stickers. We've done that before. We're going to be going back to that. We've done water bottles before. We've done lots
backpacks,
of really cool.
Backpacks.
Listen, the backpacks are awesome. You know why the backpacks are awesome? Because
everybody loves the
backpacks. We started giving those away in 2020. And the first time we gave those backpacks away was in California. And I came back to our office in New York City. And there was someone walking down the street with a Podbean backpack, and it wasn't me, and it wasn't my coworker. So that's just crazy. They traveled to New York, not to just walk around with the backpack, but they ended up showing up with the backpack. That's really cool. Also talking to Bronnie's earlier point about why podcast merchandise is so important. But the point that we're trying to get to here is, if you want Podbean merch, then you got to come see Podbean at the booth. And we're going to be doing some cool things at the booth also, just going forward. So when you come back to us, maybe there'll be some really cool merch there. And I'm going to pass it over to Ronnie here. I'm going to do a virtual tag. I'm hoping that they're over there and not over here.
Ronnie's above really you.
I'm actually above you, so. How's the weather down there?
All right, no, Ronnie, tell us about the merch.
Bring up is... Recently, as you might have seen, we've also started giving away merch during contests. We've done some giveaways. We did a giveaway over on TikTok, and we did actually send somebody a Vocaster and a Podbean backpack. So in the future, keep an eye out on the giveaways that we're doing, because we'll probably give away merch then as well. Not just the backpacks, but we have a fun, cool new toy that we're going to be handing out at Podcast Movement Evolutions that I'm very excited about. So you have to come see me and come get it.
Oh, and one thing I do also want to put Ronnie over on real quick. This is one of our stickers, and this was designed out by Ronnie. This looks super cool. So most of the content that you see designed is designed by the Podbean team. So it's just, when you see that, then just give an extra little crisp high five when you see it at the conferences. Be like, yo, that looks really cool. Thank you.
The crisp high five.
Ronnie makes the best stickers. It's true. And there are people who collect Ronnie's limited edition stickers. So just know that there are collectors out there. And there are some stickers that have been discontinued. They're like original, never going to get them again. So Ronnie is the ruler of stickers.
Check out our blog post. You'll see all the contents. You'll see all of the exclusive stickers. Yes.
Exactly. And come visit us at conferences. And what's great also about conferences is that if you ever have a question you want to talk to us about, just come by the booth. We talk to people all the time. We literally help people launch their podcast from the booth sometimes. It has happened. But any question you have, there's no podcasting question too small. And of course, that's why we're here today. So we also have another question from the Archery Parent podcast, and they ask, when hosting a video or audio podcast, what are some subtle techniques to redirect conversations without seeming rude, especially when wanting to expand on a briefly mentioned topic? Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can go first if that's okay with everybody.
Go for it.
Number one, editing. That's what editing's for. Just know that the great thing about podcasting is that you can edit. So just before we jump into any techniques or tactics, that's what I want to preface my answer with. You can edit it out. Don't worry. Let people have their say. And there's times where sometimes things get edited, and that's okay. That's number one. I think also I've coined this phrase, so you can quote me. I call myself a natural interrupter. And I tell people this before the interview, before it starts. Hey, I get really excited. I just want to let you know I'm a natural interrupter, so I may jump in. And if you set that standard, people will know, oh, hey, you're not being rude. You're just keeping it moving. Also, if you want to have short answer to some things, you can also include like a lightning round of questions. Hey, I just want to answer these in 1 minute or less. That can also be a really great technique as well. And don't be afraid to not cut people off, but jump in with a turn. Jump in with, and we're bringing it back. And it's okay because it's your show. And like I said, you can always edit. So if they really go off and there's nowhere for you to jump in, just know you can cut. Or you can repurpose and have multiple episodes with one specific guest. I think that's also a really great aspect as well. You don't have to confine things. You can also expand things. That's also another option. Yeah. So those would be my tips off the cuff. John, Ronnie, do you guys want to jump in?
There's actually multiple ways to do this. But the first thing I want to point out is that if somebody's mentioned something in passing, but you want to go back to that topic, you can quite easily just say, hey, you mentioned X. Can we bring that back in? Can you tell me a bit more about that? And gradually bring it back into the conversation. The other thing is that regardless of if you're doing an in-person interview, an interview through Zoom, or if you're moderating a panel, which Norma Jean has done plenty of times, so she'd probably speak on this more than I could. But if you let them know the questions in advance and say, hey, here's the order of questions I'm asking so we can keep the conversation flowing, then they'll know. And they'll gradually come to the next step for the next question themselves. And you can even say, oh, hey, yeah, I'm asking them in this order because I want to keep this particular narrative going with this topic. So there's nothing wrong with letting them know that you're trying to craft something with the episode. And of course, you can fix it in post. But I think everybody knows that by now. If not, maybe we just need to say it one more time. John, you want to cover me there?
Fix it in post-production. Fix everything in post-production.
No, but I also want to jump in with a couple more yeah. things. I think, number one, it's a double-edged sword with that, Ronnie, because sometimes if you share the exact questions you're going to ask to your guests, they've already answered it in their head and it doesn't come off natural. It comes off stiff. It comes off a little bit clunky. And so what I always like to do if I think that someone wants to know the questions first, I'll send them the bullet points of what we're going to talk about. But the way I specifically formulate the questions, I don't always share that because, especially for us at Podbean, we want everything to come off conversational. We're all about community here. We're all about empowering our podcasters. And so we don't want to come off as stiff, right? That's not our brand. And when I'm sharing questions or talking points with any of our guests coming on, generally, I won't send them the questions verbatim. I'll say, here are the things we're going to talk about, just so that they don't feel nervous. I'm not going to pull any skeletons out of the closet. This isn't like a gotcha interview. But at the same time, they know right. what to be podcasting. Gotcha. Anyways, so I think it's something where it's you want to make sure that you have your talking points. That's important. Feel free to share them. For me personally, I don't share the specific interview questions as a general policy just because it comes off a little bit more natural and a little bit smooth. And then I also want to say that there was a great point made years ago by Adela from Podcast Brunch Club. So shout out to her, where I think we were on a Podcast Brunch Club, like in a, I don't know if you guys know about Podcast Brunch Club, for everybody out there, it's great. It's like a book club, but for podcasts. So every month they have a different playlist and then you meet up with cool people and you talk about it. It's very fun. And so she mentioned once that when you're interviewing someone, not to interrupt, this was her style, but to take notes. And that if you have a thought or you want to jump in or there's something cool you want to expand upon, let the person finish and then make sure everything you've written down, everything that you do want to say or you do want to respond to so that you don't forget in the flow of the conversation. So that's also a really great tip as well. And it really depends on your style. And there's different styles for everyone. Don't feel like there's one kind of set thing and you have to be really formal in your interview. But you can create the tone of your show however you want. It's your show.
Yeah. And I think that there's lots of different modes to go down. And I think that for someone asking this question, it might not just be in an interview format. This could also apply to multi-person booths like we have here. The fact that you're on video, it's very helpful to be able to read people's cues, right? It's very helpful to also say, hey, if I want to go ahead and get something in, there's nothing wrong with throwing up the hand real quick or anything like that. If you're using something like Zoom, you can go ahead and use the raise hand feature there. Yeah, if you're using, and I go back to Zoom because it's an easy chat window thing. You can also in the chat, that doesn't even display on the video side, just like, hey, I want to jump in here real quick. And then everybody's looking at the chat. They can then go and say, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, you want to throw something in here. Or they can just know that maybe their tangent is coming or should be coming to a close here to give somebody else the opportunity. There's a lot of different ways to go. I think so long as you try to talk about those things up front before you hit record, it makes it a lot easier. Otherwise, and I'm in the same boat as you, Norma Jean, I don't know if I'm like a natural interrupter. I just know I talk a lot. So it's hard for people to jump in. And I also have a general continued cadence. So it's not like you can really find a break. But you will hear in our podcast episodes that Norma Jean does have a really good ability to cut in my cadence. So listen to how Norma Jean does it.
Yeah, thanks, John.
And then never get to talk.
No, but it is something where I think if you feel like you're somebody who's going to naturally jump in, let people know so that they know it's not personal or they don't feel offended. Because a lot of the time, if you're recording something and you jump in, you know, people can shut down or feel like, oh, maybe I'm being cut off. And you can just say on the front end, hey, I get really excited. This is a dynamic interview. I'm a natural interrupter. And just say, if something comes up that I want to expand upon, I'm going to jump in. And I think if you set the standard with people, and it's up to you as the podcaster to really set the tone for your show, set the tone for your interviews, figure out what works for you and go for it. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Podcasting Smarter. If you have any podcasting questions or want to get in touch, send us an email at podcastingsmarter@podbean.com. Thanks so much and happy podcasting.